This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are small mammals.
Goodbye, Mammal Week.
There's a monster in my podcast.
We hardly knew ye.
Yeah, we hardly knew you. Yeah. Gone in a flash. I still think that, like, I like Mammal Week more than I like Lycanthrope Fortnite.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know, that was the dark period of our soul. Like, Mammal Week is a minor blip.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that so across all of these, we need to, I don't know. I say we need to. I think that it's just something that's going to happen naturally. In future entries where we come across like a dragon month that is a fucking slog, like we compacted those, but we didn't compact those enough. Hi, welcome to Monsters in the Monster in my podcast.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The, little peeking behind the kimono. What's going on behind those picket fences?
Yeah.
So are you suggesting like Dragon Week?
I don't even know.
I feel like I feel like Dragon Month went pretty well.
Okay. All right.
Like those, I think those are good episodes and we made it work, but
I think we did. I also, I think that I was underwhelmed by that, especially compared to Beholder Fest. I think Beholder Fest leading with that actually really, really hurt my expectations. It deranged me.
Fucking alphabet.
What?
You said the fucking alphabet. Why'd you do that to us? So this whole Mammal Week is a lot like a sandwich with meat on the inside and bread on the outside. Meat on the outside and bread on the inside.
Right. All like this, a double down.
Yeah, this is like a double down sandwich. Well, double down doesn't have bread.
Well, it'd be like a Big Mac, but with chicken strips instead of the outer buns. But then you have that middle bun.
Which I would also like eat.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about weeks in this podcast, I'd eat. But because this entry is a lot like the regular mammals entry, where it's little one-line sentences about mammals.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have any of that herd mammal bullshit.
Right, except they go even further zoomed out. So in the first entry, each creature gets their own column, and this one, it's rows, baby.
Yeah, right. it's rows all the way down. Yeah. I mean, all the way across. So like it'd be like a like sandwich if we're constructing a sandwich. The first entry was like a steak, like a nice piece of, like steak, or you know, since it wasn't that great, like let's say like a big steaming pile of steakums, right? Steakums. Second one was like a piece of like kind of stale Texas toast.
Okay.
And this one is like some cold cuts, but not like great cold cuts, not deli cold cuts. Like this is some like Hormel.
Yeah. This is like what you get like $2.50 for 2 pounds of it.
It's Carl Budding, Lando Frost is the brand that does those. Have you seen the Lando Frost?
No, we don't have it.
Oh, you guys don't have the Lando Frost?
No, I think that might be a regional.
Every time I see it, Lando Frost Deli Snackers is one of the things they do.
Okay.
Every time I see it in the store, it makes me laugh because it's like that's the brand name from our family deer is 1958 through the frozen waste to your grocery store.
Yep.
It is the land of frost.
Come from the land of the ice and snow.
It's Bolognian.
How do you say it's polonium?
Polonium. Bologna and I was going to say.
Yes.
But I was going to say salami kamikato, but it was too many syllables.
There's
probably another piece of meat that ends with O that I could use instead.
Maybe. I couldn't tell you. Here's a mistake that I just spotted. So under the single sentence for monkey, first off, it's not a single sentence. The last one is just Thaco 19.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to swing at a monkey, if Carl wants to roll initiative. This refers to a variety of small, non-hostile species. Rhesus, spider, lemurs, and tamarind. Hey, dog. Hey, author. Tamarind is not a, that's not a monkey. That's a spice, I think. It's some kind of plant. You're thinking of a tamarind.
Yeah. Tamarind is a fruit.
Yes.
Also, a lot of these monkeys showed up in regular mammal.
Right.
And like the other mammal entry.
Same thing with weasels. There were weasels up there, but down here we have ermine and ferrets.
Yeah. It's like, what is going on? Pretty obnoxious.
Yeah.
Again, just like for Johnny Fuckalot, who like just fights everything who he runs into. Like, I'm going to go to the forest and like, you know, grind the XP on these things, which you do get some XP. Like, you could go to the forest.
Yeah.
Unless it was. Where's the zero?
XP? Oh, the chipmunk.
Moles. Yeah, chipmunks, moles.
Mises.
Squirrels.
Yep.
flying squirrels. Flying squirrels should be worth something.
Oh, I mean, especially because you got to catch them.
Yeah. Mouse. Yeah. Like, you can't just, like, grind up those things. It reminds me of, like, I think I've told the story before, but when I was young, this little fat kid, I went to the doctor, and the doctor put me on this, like, diet. at some point back when I went to the doctor
okay.
when I was young, and it had this big thing where like everything, you know, it would told me how much of every food I could eat. And the two foods I had in the unlimited category were lettuce and mustard. and all my friends used to tease me about making these terrible salads. I like, didn't do, but like I could. So like it's like the Johnny Adventurer here.
No doctor would have locked you up in a hospital jail.
Yeah. Like just and just like here's your mustard and lettuce sandwiches.
Ooh.
Yeah, but not bread. Just use the lettuce as like mustard and lettuce wraps. Oh,
you get it animal style. Quite literally. Animal style minus protein.
Yeah. And minus ketchup.
Right.
And mayonnaise. And it's like right. animal style hold like 5/5 of the animal. You know? But that's like if you went out into the woods to try to grind up experience just killing chipmunks. Like couldn't
right,
do it.
Right, right.
But weirdly, you can do it with like, you know, rabbits.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know, man. I don't know who this is for.
I really don't know either. I don't know why they decided to tuck, along with all these things, the giant black squirrel, which are 2 feet long and residents of evil dominated forests.
Yeah. I had to put one monster in there. Just yeah. like, it's like a test. Like this whole thing is just like to make sure kids like aren't reading. So like, it's like if the players get a hold of your monster manual and like you're putting in and you're like, oh, you didn't read my monster manual, did you? And you're like, hey, no. I'm like, okay, there's some mammals coming. And you're like, oh yeah, they don't mean us any harm.
No.
Like, yeah, there's one squirrel though.
Okay, looks one like squirrel. I can deal with that.
Looks like he listens to maybe a little bit harder edge music. Maybe he's just gotten into hip hop and skateboarding, and he's got a switchblade in each hand and one on his tail, and he's considering kick flipping off your fucking dick because he's a black squirrel and he comes from the lower plains. Didn't read that, did you, Carl Dickhead? Did ya?
Carl got what he deserved.
I hope Carl dies.
I hope Carl dies. I also want to meet this squirrel who's apparently a fan of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
He's a good squirrel, man. Gotta wash your tail if you must.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.